She likes a podcast where you listen to this album, talk about life, news, and anything interesting. Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of the Chillax podcast. I hope all of you are doing well. Today, we're going to be going on the Ask Singapore subreddit again to look for interesting topics to discuss. And this topic is something that I've saved for quite some time. This kind of is related, you know, to the 30s episode that I had recently. This question the person asked was, people who are single and in their late 30s and 40s, what are you focusing on in life? This question, right, was quite relevant because around that time I was creating the 30s episode, it was relevant in the sense where it kind of really show what people around that age are doing. If you are single, what are you really doing? What is the future like? Because you can't really tell, right? And I don't really have a lot of, or I don't have any single friends who are at that age. Everybody is around my age. People who are older at work are generally married already, and they have kids. So this kind of lifestyle is a little different. Hence, you know, this podcast hope to elucidate and really touch on this topic, because, you know, it's quite interesting, and someone is actually sharing their experiences, because there was quite a lot of upvotes and a lot of comments of people who are around that age that are just talking about their experiences. What are they doing exactly around that age when you are single? So the person who made this question, right, who proposed this question, also mentions about his or her own experiences. He or she said that not sure if it's midlife crisis, but recently had a conversation with a colleague about being aimless in life. A lot of my 20s and early 30s were spent doing work and OT, but now I feel like work cannot fulfill me as much as before. That's why we had the conversation, especially when we see the new blood that is full of vitality. Now that I am in my 30s, most of my friends have kids, etc. So they are busy with their own life, but I don't have the intention to have kids since I was young. So my question to other singles in their 30s and 40s in Singapore, what are you focusing on in life? Or is this just a phase that will probably pass? My therapist suggests to me to focus on friendships and to probably find a relationship. But is that really true? I think the therapist kind of makes some sense. I think being alone, I think currently at this age right now, I also see like being single, late 30s and 40s, the only way to go, right, not intending to have kids, is to have friends and to have a relationship, because otherwise it's just an extended COVID lockdown period, don't you think so? I mean, of course you can travel, you can go outside, but at the end of the day you're still alone. I mean, what I learned in COVID was being alone, there's a certain limit even as an introvert. And of course, COVID is an extreme version. You have no interactions at all. But now that COVID is no longer, like the lockdown is no longer there, you can travel out. But I mean, as an introvert, you don't really interact with a lot of people, right? That's why the friendship and the relationship is really important to keep you sane, to keep your life fulfilling, to keep your life meaningful. Otherwise, it just feels like a COVID lockdown light, L-I-T-E version, right? I mean, otherwise you're just doing nothing. You're just at home or just going out on traveling. Traveling alone, kind of cool, but for me, I don't really enjoy it as much. If you have listened to the Vietnam podcast, the podcast where I talk about my Vietnam trip, solo traveling, it was interesting, but it will be more fun with friends. So the first comment that is the most upvoted one that the person shared in response to this question, the person said, as someone in the same age group as you, I feel it's very common to feel lost or lonely or unfulfilled sometimes. It's not something that can easily go away, especially when you see friends with families. For me, I enjoy and value my freedom and solitude. So overall, even though I feel lonely sometimes, I still prefer being single. I focus on hobbies or things I like. I'm also very blessed to have a small group of single/childless friends that I keep in close contact with. We WhatsApp pretty frequently and meet up every month or so. Hope you don't feel alone. There's a lot of us in similar boat as you. Hope you can find some hobbies or activities and a group of people that you can share your burdens with. Yeah, so this thing really hints, like this person, right, the comment he or she made really hints at like some key factors, right, beyond just having friends and relationship. Of course, he or she mentioned that having a group of single childless friends is very important. I mean, that is essentially like, I mean, that's especially more important as you reach like late 30s or 40s, right? Because all your friends are married, they most likely have kids by then. They don't have time to hang out with you as much. Once every quarter, once every half a month, or if every once every year, right? So with this, it's quite important to have this kind of friends. And at the same time, the hobby and activities part are quite important as well to really find something that can take your mind off being lonely. And I mean, to be honest, hobbies and activities is one part as well. I think the crucial part is also the relationship part that is really important. I feel that relationship is part and parcel of life, and that's like societal expectations, biological expectations. And if you don't have a relationship, it's, I don't know, it can be quite tough. You are really a true outlier. I mean, if you're single, not having kids, is you are really outlier really. But then not having a relationship, right, at that age, is even like, I don't know what my brain will go through, how my feelings will be like. Like, life will be very meaningless if I kind of envision it right now, having no relationships whatsoever, right? Because once your friends are busy, then what do you do? I mean, I have my hobby now. I do the podcast, I do the YouTube. But is it enough? I don't think so. Because it won't fill that void, right? There's different kind of needs in life, right? The podcast, the content might fulfill a certain need. But at the end of the day, human connection is still quite important. And especially if you come from a troubled family, and deep down you really yearn for or desire this kind of like closer intimacy or interaction, right? And not having that is really going to screw you up pretty badly. That's what I'm guessing. Yeah. So the next comment, the person says, 30s, have friends, but more of a loner. I enjoy my work and hobbies too. But the question of what's next is popping up more and more recently. After some thinking, I was wondering if it is to have a meaningful connection with someone special. Yeah, you see? Someone special. I think deep down subconsciously, there's somewhat of this desire, right? And if you have studied like psychology 101, especially developmental psychology, the human mind kind of works in such a way there's like different stages. At a certain age, from like maybe when you're young, as an infant, you have a certain desire. If you don't fulfill it, then you will suffer the repercussions. I think that is like Eric Erickson developmental concepts or something, if I'm not wrong. I'm butchering the name. Those who study psychology, who are psychologists, if you're a psychologist listening to this, you will know. So like at every age, there's a certain kind of stage. And I think the concept or theory might be modified or might have changed, because as modern society continues to progress, we are not really getting married as early as before, right? So maybe this desire for relationship last time might be 20 to 25 to 30. Maybe it's shifting to 25 to 35, 25 to 35, or 30 to 40. I'm not too sure. So it might be shifting backwards. But overall, I think deep down, we still want some sort of meaningful connection, right? So the next comment, the person says, thank you for bringing up this topic, OP. I'm in my late 30s and single too. In my 20s and 30s, I place a lot of energy, meaning / purpose in my job, and purposely chose a challenging role at work over one that was more cushy, less challenging, cause I just wanted to challenge myself. But now at this age, my priorities have shifted. Most of what I want to do is to be financially stable, secure, and plan for retirement, so that I don't become a burden to the rest of my family or the state should I ever fall sick and require expensive long-term care. Try to clear off my loans, have a hefty mortgage to clear, spend more time with my families, like my parents, my siblings, their spouses and children, as well as my friends. Stay healthy. Example, I'm more mindful about my food intake and try to exercise regularly, and have more free time to engage in other meaningful activities outside work, Example, volunteering. Next paragraph, he or she says, kind of regret moving into my current role because it's just so tiring. But oh well, my colleagues are great and I've made many close friends at work. So there's good and bad, I guess. And I find it increasingly harder to switch out. I'm not really single by choice. I think I would like to be in a relationship, but nothing's worked out. But I believe in fostering and maintaining close friendships too. Even friendship take work, and I'm grateful for good friends, both married and unmarried, who take the effort to keep in touch with one another. I think friendships are quite essential. Few people are true loners. That's true. Example, happy being alone all the time. That's okay too, but most of the people I know are social beings. That's very, very, very true. Even me, I'm extremely introverted. So your therapist has a good point here. I think this person really touched on a lot of important stuff. I think this commenter really comes from a different viewpoint, right? Like he really hustled, he or she hustled in 20s and the 30s, whereas mine approach is very much different. And my guess is a lot of people are adopting his or her approach, right? To really just, while you're young, while you are energetic, you can try and push as much as possible. Then later in your life, you try to, you know, kind of simmer down or just taper back or pull back a bit more of that aggressiveness and just really focusing on what is important that keeps you happy, right? Sometimes this career might not be truly happy. Maybe you are just trying to push for, I think, some sort of achievement, some sort of financial stability to clear your debts as early as possible, right? I think at the end of the day, it's also important, you know, I think this is the part where trying to manage your time. If you have a challenging career and you keep staying there, maybe once you get used to it, you know, is it going to be very hard for you to pull back, to change to another career that is less exciting, but then you are focusing too much on the time at work, right? You are spending a lot of time at work. Then that's another thing to really consider here. How do you want to balance this out? Sacrificing time, sacrificing work. Like, I think this is the part where you really need to plan out where do you want to place your importance on, right? From like 30s onwards. And I think the important point this person also mentioned is about the relationship. Again, once again, you realize that friendships are important, and at the same time, you know, we are all social beings, that when your friends maybe, you know, when your friends who are married, having child can be challenging, you need to find someone to really hang out with as well, to really depend on. And I mean, for someone who doesn't really have a, I mean, once again, troubled family, you don't really have a parents to depend on, then you really need to find like a solid foundation, right? It can either come from your single friends who are probably going to stay single forever, or not just single friend, I would say married friends who are childless, who are going to stay childless forever, right? Or you can find someone who is like your partner. These are the two things, right? That's why I think maybe it's so important to me right now. There's this huge desire, because I don't know, there's this urgency, I guess, once I hit 30, which is going to happen soon. And that is like the biggest priority right now, right? Next comment, the person says, I spent my 20s and 30s socializing, partying, and also working hard. Then I had a health crisis and lost two immediate family members, one after the other. And I decided that overdoing things were going to stop. No overworking, no overpartying, none. My focus in my 40s as follows. Improve my health, be debt-free, have work-life balance to pursue activities that promote health, challenge myself at work and at play from time to time, build my retirement nest, and then all while not losing my authentic self. I think I'm almost there, but this year I'm debt-free, no loans, mortgage, etc. to pay off. As long as my health doesn't suddenly derail me again, and I'll be fine. I don't know what the true meaning of life is, but I've had a meaningful day, I'm happy. No, but if I've had a meaningful day, I'm happy. I don't agree you should depend on external factors like friendships or relationships to find life's meaning, cause the true meaning can only come from you. That's interesting. That kind of adds another layer to this whole friendship and relationship thing, right? That maybe you yourself need to be happy by yourself first to be able to see things in a grateful manner, to really be happy and be contented by yourself. You cannot really depend on friendships and relationships to add to that, right? Because you'll be too dependent. These are things that you have no control. Maybe these friendships will end, these relationships will end. And if you can be truly happy, then whatever friendships and relationships that you make will be an additional add-on. So you are at 100% ready. Then these relationships and friendships add it to 150, 200. If it's gone, then you are still at 100. So all is good, right? And I think this kind of makes sense. It creates another layer of this consideration, these points to consider. And also, I think this person also mentioned two very important points, right? The idea of health. I mean, when you're young, when you're at 20s or 15, 18, 20, whatever it is, when you're very young, right? Health is not a concern. But then as you move later in your life, you realize, I mean, it's not going to hit you now. Even now, I'm at 20, late 20s, right? I don't feel it yet, and I can eat whatever I want. But my understanding is that eventually it will hit you. And when it hits you, it's a bit too late, really. So I'm like trying to take precaution and really be disciplined. Because even though I don't see the effects now, I should try and build that healthy lifestyle, that exercising, to build that body, right? So that at least I give myself the best chance possible to stay healthy, to do whatever I want, and not be like crippled with problems, right? I mean, since I generally live till this age, I don't have any major problems. I think I should probably take advantage of it, preserve it, respect my body, and really try my best to be healthy. And of course, debt-free is also another thing, right? I think as much as after you graduate, some of your parents might pay for your school fees, some of you might not. There's one debt, and then after you get your house, there's another set of debt. And that is one thing that is very, I would say, it's a main concern that will be coming up pretty soon, right? Once I get my house, really need to, I mean, that's a huge responsibility now. I mean, aside from having a relationship and everything, that you have a partner to be responsible to, but just the house alone is something that is major, that you really, I never had such a huge kind of responsibility before, and that is something that will really, maybe, is it going to stifle you when you are working? Is it going to make you more like, make me work harder? Is it going to make me like, more, I don't know, more locked down and more controlled? Because like right now, when you don't have a house to pay, you don't have a huge responsibility, you can do whatever you want, right? You can shift house, you can quit your job, you can go anywhere you want. There's no real responsibility. But then when you are living alone or living with your partner in a house that you have to pay the mortgage, then that is kind of tough. You can't just, I mean, there's cost to think of, right? You can't just ignore unless you are super rich, unless you are earning a lot of money. Then I mean, this kind of cost might not be as impactful. Not too sure about that. But for someone who is not earning like a lot, can be quite challenging, right? To really every month must think, can I make this? Can I pay this? Can I pay this? Hopefully, I stay on my job. I don't get retrenched. Wow, that's gonna be tough, man. Yeah, but I mean, this is something that is very valid that needs to. I mean, knowing this and acknowledging it is important so that you can plan for it, right? If bad things happen. Next comment. Hi there. Okay. I'm not in the same age group as you, but I relate to you. And I was close to someone who was single in his 30s who shared with me this advice. Regarding fulfillment in life, he gave me this analogy. You need to seek out a life purpose that is broad and never ending. Okay, so this comment is something that really resonated with me, that is very useful. Not really resonate, but I found it very, very useful here. So, okay, the person says, you need to seek out a life purpose that is broad and never ending. For example, wanting to understand how the world works versus collecting stamps. For the latter, when you finish collecting all the stamps, life will feel meaningless again. But you will never stop, even after you die, finding out how the world works, cultivating a process-oriented mindset versus a result-oriented mindset. Enjoying the journey is more meaningful than end goals. So this is quite an important point, right? Because this also made me really reflect on whatever I'm doing right now, my content creation. Is it the latter or is it the former? Is it like collecting stamps that will eventually stop being meaningful, or is it the former where I'm trying to understand how the world works? And I think that I make the right choice by doing the content podcast YouTube thing, because this whole activity, okay, I think now is about the time where the rubbish truck comes in, so you might hear some noise, so bear with it, sorry about that. I think the content thing, right, is the right choice because it has many folds. The first fold is very simple, right? You're trying to chase the numbers, you are trying to, you know, constantly like get more views, and that is one thing, like collecting stamps. Of course, it is never ending. There will always be higher numbers to chase, but that feels like, you know, once you hit like a huge milestone, like 100k, then it no longer feels like, when it's small number, it's easier to understand. When it's 100k, then you know you get lesser attachment. But I think that is one part. It helps drive action and purpose early on. But the more meaningful part, really, that deep down, right, the second fold is the creativity side, the contributing back to society side, right? Or not just society. That sounds a bit too lofty. But more of just providing entertainment and being a part of people's life to just provide some sort of company and companionship, right? That, like, you know, at the end of the day, there's someone, like, even though you're alone, people can listen to this, you can listen to this, sharing useful advice that I found online. This is also part of, like, you know, it's like volunteering work to some extent, don't you think so? And I think that part really helps to drive meaning, right? And of course, it's not as deep as wanting to understand how the world works, but just having some sort of fulfillment, contributing back. And the numbers part also helps contribute back to, like, these two folds, right, kind of combine to make it a perfect kind of thing to do to keep on providing meaning in life. And of course, I think the second part, where the person talk about cultivating a process-oriented mindset and result-oriented mindset, is something that I'm trying to work towards, where I'm moving from result-oriented to process-oriented. Because right now, I mean, like, many Singaporeans, or maybe it's not just a Singaporean thing, we are very result-oriented, and I just want to sit down and be appreciative of this process, right? Because a lot of the times, you know, it's like when you're old, you kind of realize that when you think back of all the fun times, you realize you're not in the fun time until it is over and until you think back, right? I think that was a slogan for this as a tagline. But you realize that, oh, it's over. But when you're in the moment, you don't even realize it, right? And that is very sad. And I think this is the part of the result-oriented thing, where you are only looking at the end and you're not really appreciating the current process, what is happening right now, right? And I hope to move towards that. And not just for the content creation, it's also for life in general, to focus on the now, to really recognize that, okay, this is a limited time that I have with my friends who are married, who might have kids in the future. I should enjoy this company while I have the time, while they have the opportunity, while we have all the opportunity to do so. And I should really just focus and just be happy. And I think I need to learn how to do that. Like, I need to, right now I'm still trying very tough. Like, how do you do that? What are the actual steps to do that? Do I just focus on the now? I breathe in, I focus on what I'm doing right now, appreciate and take in all the moments. Is that enough? Because sometimes I feel that is not enough to make me feel. Am I supposed to feel something? Like, having some sort of direction is very important. And I think that part really comes down to just, maybe I should just read up more on mindfulness and really develop that skill a bit more to really find out what am I looking at here when I'm trying to enjoy the process. I think having some sort of direction and target will really help to kind of shape this mindset, right? Yeah, so that's that. Is there another comment? Yeah, I think that's all for now. I think the rest is not as interesting as I think it would be, and I don't want to be bugging you with all this, like, irrelevant, like, not as deep as, I think the last one was really the best. It really kind of, like, drive home the point that is, like, the most useful one for me. But for you, I'm not too sure. Maybe you can, you know, maybe the front part are the ones that are interesting, and I hope you guys have enjoyed these comments. And I think we are around April, right? I keep hearing the rubbish noise. I hope it doesn't really come through and be very annoying. Now we are in the first April. So I'm nearing my Taiwan trip soon. So maybe once I go to Taiwan, there will be more interesting experiences, and we can, instead of talking about Reddit stuff, interesting topics from Reddit, we can talk about my experience going to Taiwan after 6 years. I think the last time I went was in Poly. Now I'm going back there again with my uni friends. That'll be interesting. A bunch of single guys going to clubbing, doing stupid shit. I mean, it's gonna be fun, man. And I think that is my official graduation trip, right? Where I'm truly traveling overseas and with a bunch of friends. That will replace my Japan trip. But I think I will still want to go back to Japan because there's a void there. There is like unfinished business. But it'll be fun. I mean, this is probably the first and the last time, right? Considering that, I mean, eventually many of them are gonna get married and have kids, then I think really is to focus on enjoying the process, right? Yeah. Anyway, if you guys have enjoyed this episode, considering checking out the Patreon page to support this podcast. I mean, you know, for as cheap as like a taping, you can get additional bonus episodes and maybe a one-time monthly subscription. You don't have to subscribe all the way every month. One time also will be useful. Just consider, and it will really help us help this podcast out to allow me to focus more on this podcast, explore different kind of content, and I'll see you guys next time.